Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The man who killed 51 people in New Zealand last year will be sentenced next week. Brenton Tarrant live streamed his attacks on Muslims during Friday prayers at two mosques in Christchurch. The massacre sent shockwaves around the world and led to stricter gun laws in New Zealand. Joining us now is Conan Young, a reporter with Radio New Zealand. He's in Christchurch. Conan, the sentencing hearings begin on Monday. What are they going to look like?
Well, yes, Monday we are going to see the sentencing of Brenton Tarrant on 51 charges of murder, 40 of attempted murder, and one charge of committing a terrorist act. And as part of that sentencing, it's going to last 4 days. First, we'll have something called the Statement of Facts. And this is where the Crown Prosecutor will read out the Crown's case against Brenton Tarrant. That will be followed up with victim impact statements. And there are 66 people who are going to stand up in court and face Brenton Tarrant, many of them people who were injured in the mosque attacks. This will be the first time they've seen him face to face. And they will, many of them looking at him straight in the eye, tell him the impact that his actions have had on them. There'll also be the bereaved, a number of widows, women who were made widows by these attacks, whose husbands were killed. And they will also tell him the impact that his actions have had on them. And then we'll have Tarrant himself will actually address the judge. Now, he's representing himself, and he's going to be making submissions on his own behalf, and then that'll be followed by the judge passing sentence.
So this is going to be a very emotional day. Is this the kind of thing that people all across New Zealand will be watching live as it happens on television?
There will be a lot of attention focused on the 4 days. There will be no chance for live reporting or viewing of what's happening in court live. The judge has decided at 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. each day, he will provide instructions to media in court about what can and cannot be reported from the sentencing. And obviously the intention there is, especially with Tarrant making submissions on his own behalf, the judge will be very alive to, you know, any sort of inflammatory statements or anything that Tarrant might want to give as part of the sentencing. So the judge is going to make sure that that doesn't see the light of day.
I want to play a clip from New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. Here she is speaking at the memorial service after the massacre last year.
Our challenge now is to make the very best of us a daily reality, because we are not immune to the viruses of hate, of fear, of other. We never have been. But we can be the nation that discovers the cure.
Now, she says the viruses of hate, this is before the coronavirus was part of all of our lives. Now, in New Zealand, the authorities were able to halt the spread of the virus completely before it returned again recently. What is the coronavirus situation where you are now?
That's right. Yes, we went incredibly just over 100 days with no cases of COVID-19. We now have had a resurgence in our largest city in Auckland. And so that city is subject to some pretty severe restrictions on people's movement, people not being able to go into work, etc. The rest of the country is subject to less harsh restrictions. And then I'm in the South Island, and we haven't had any cases. There will be issues for the sentencing itself. There's not quite as many people allowed in the courtroom at any one time. Probably the biggest impact at this stage of the latest outbreak is a delay to the election. Opposition parties were complaining that you know, the lockdown, people them not being able to get around and meet and greet people as part of any sort of election campaign was unfair. And so the Prime Minister recently just announced that we're going to delay our election. It was going to be September 19th next month. It's now been delayed by 4 weeks to October the 17th. So, yeah, we're all just hoping that we can stamp out this latest outbreak and get back to being one of the lucky few that has no cases of COVID-19.
That is Conan Young, a reporter with Radio New Zealand, joining us from Christchurch, New Zealand, ahead of the sentencing for the man who killed 51 people at two mosques in Christchurch in 2019. Conan, thank you.
No problem.